This is December the 2nd, 2018, The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called Cabin Fever. Cabin fever is irritability, listlessness, and similar symptoms resulting from long confinement or isolation indoors. This is the state of the church as a whole. Separated from and isolated from what is happening in the world, turned inward and turning on each other, biting and devouring one another. It's like you're in a big cabin and you've been with each other so long, you're just picking out each other's faults and griping and complaining and fighting and all this kind of stuff. Is that a picture of the church or what? The ones I've been in, it is. Many of you have been standing for years for certain areas and no power has showed up to deliver. Why do you suppose that is? I said to seek the kingdom first, and then all these things should be added to you. Forget about yourself and all the time you waste on that empty pursuit. I can solve the problems of any one of you in the twinkling of an eye. Time to cast that care on me, whatever it is, and get out of the cabin and follow me. I will give you tools to use for my purpose, not just your pleasure. Now, that's key. I will give you tools to use for my purpose, not just for your pleasure. Remember, your work is for me, not for yourself. You work for me, not for yourself. A closed-in critical church is the reason your nation and the whole world are in this chaotic season, but it is turning around as my church gets out of the cabin and begins to take care of my business. Your business first equals failure. My business first equals success. No more cabin fever. When you're focusing on my business, you have time to look around at your brother and sisters and criticize them. But love will abound. Provision will abound. The supernatural will abound. And he gave me Acts chapter 4, the church that sold all their goods and gave where no one lacked anything. And there was great power in that church. They weren't biting and devouring each other. Now, that started happening when they started griping about, you know, the widows were being overlooked in the daily magistrates. They were staying around in Jerusalem. They weren't taking the gospel. It was like 7 or 8 years. And then what happened? Persecution happened. Stephen got stoned, and they started scattering, getting out of the cabin, and going and taking the gospel to the nations like Jesus told them to. See, we're wanting God to do things for us in the church as a whole, but he can't because they're not doing kingdom. Seek ye first, then all these things. This church in Acts didn't have any lack, it said. Well, let's just read it. This is Acts chapter 4. This is verse 32. Now the company of believers was of one heart and soul, and not one of them claimed that anything which he possessed was his own, but everything they had was in common and for the use of all. And with great strength and ability and power, the apostles delivered their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace rested richly upon them all. Nor was there a destitute or needy person among them, for as many as there were owners of lands or houses proceeded to sell them, and one by one they brought the amount received from the sales and laid it at the feet of the apostles. Then distribution was made according as one had need. Back over here, you read here about them being thrown in jail. See, they were going out and taking the gospel, and they were being persecuted for it, but the church was flourishing. During this time was when the 3,000 was added and the 5,000 were added. That's what the Lord, that's God's vision. It hasn't ever changed. I'll just add this with part of it. This is called Glorify God, Not the Creature. Glorify God, not the creature. This is Romans 1:25. Because they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile affections and degrading passions, for their women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and an abnormal one. The men also turned from natural relations with women and were set ablaze, consumed with lust for one another, men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities and inevitable consequences and penalty of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was fitting retribution. And so, since they did not see fit to acknowledge God or approve of Him or consider Him worth the knowing, God gave them over to a base and condemned mind to do things not proper or decent but loathsome. Right here, the Lord said, I created the things that your food is made from. It is good. Why do men say, oh, I'm this way because I eat healthy? The creature or created things have been placed in the place of God. Always give credit to whom credit is due, for I will not allow anyone to touch my glory. Now, and this is a little different because I thought, whoa, Lord. Satan seeks to steal it, to teach it, and you already know what his end will be. It is in me that you live and move and have your being, not food. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, creature, but love, joy, peace in the Holy Ghost. Why do men glory in their brawn? It's because I do this and I do that. Let me read that again. Why do men glory in their brawn? It's because I do this and I do that, that I do these mighty things. They give glory to the thing, the method, and not to me. It is not by might nor by power, but by my spirit that they do. Why do men presume, running here and there on a whim, doing their own bidding? Should they not say, I will do this and that if the Lord is willing? What the Lord is saying here, what he was saying to me is this. Everywhere you go, if you see someone, it's always this. Well, I did this. What's your secret? Well, I eat clean. Or I go to the gym and I work out every day. Or I do this. Or I went to school and I earned this degree. And it's what the Lord was saying is men take glory for this. They take glory. And Christians do it too. Well, what do you attribute your success to? Well, you know, I went to school and I got an education and I take care of myself and I do my yearlies and I eat right and I do all these things. And not one time do they ever say, to God be the glory. I can't take any credit for myself. It's in Him I live and move and have my being. I said, Lord, I know. We do it flippantly. We don't think anything about it. Because I hear that kind of stuff all the time. If you're in the world, that's what the world is all about. It's giving credence to the creature and not the Creator. And it's like saying, I'm going to go do this and I'm going to do that. And this is my plan. That is my plan. And what does the Lord say about it? If the Lord willing, we'll do this and we'll do that. That's in James. We're going to say, well, tomorrow we're going to go do this. Or tomorrow we're going to go do that. We should be saying, if the Lord wills, we will do this and we will do that. You know, it's just a place that we, as we come up higher with God, I think it's just helping us to not get into giving Satan any glory or any credence for anything in this world. Let me read that again. Why do men presume, running here and there on a whim, doing their own bidding? Should they not say, I will do this and that if the Lord is willing? To me, that's stepping out independent. A lot of people just go on trips and do things, and I'm thinking in a world and we live in today with a lot of the tragedies and things that happen, only a fool would just go do things without inquiring of the Lord first. A lot of people don't understand that. They think it's kind of silly. Well, I ask the Lord about big things. But I don't, you know, the other stuff, I just do what I want. I don't think that's good. I think it's the little things that are the most important. Well, the Lord's admonishing us in this just simply that we will start correcting our mouth in these areas, you know? Whatever we do, wherever we go, it's by the Lord's bidding. That's how Jesus lived and walked. He didn't just do stuff on whims. He said, I only do what my Father tells me to do. I only say what He tells me to say. Well, I don't know about you, but I want to have that kind of success. Because anything He said or did, it always worked.